From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Monday morning, a convoy from Humboldt and Del Norte counties will embark on a six-hour drive south to San Francisco Immigration Court to demand the return of Claudia Portillo Arqueta, mother of four. During a routine check-in appointment in November of last year, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents unexpectedly detained her and imprisoned her 555 miles away from her four daughters in the privately owned Mesa Verde ICE processing facility in Bakersfield. A bond hearing is scheduled for 1 p.m. on Monday in San Francisco. Also on Monday, Humboldt State University will host a town hall meeting to answer questions about the university's plan to operate the proposed village housing facility. The meeting will be in the Great Hall College Creek Complex from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Among those in attendance, Doug Dawes, HSU Vice President for Administration and Finance, Todd Larson, Associate Director for Business Operations, and others. The agency includes a brief presentation on the operational plan for the village project by HSU staff, along with a question and answer period for those in attendance. The City of Eureka will be performing sewer maintenance, inspection, cleaning, and repair work in the area of the Red Lion Hotel in Eureka starting on Monday, continuing through the summer. The work requires traffic control with detours around road closures in the area to be performed between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., weather permitting. There will be controlled traffic and detours at those locations, and drivers should expect short delays. A man missing in Mendocino County has been found and identified. Police say Joshua Pishek was last seen on Saturday at a party at a residence on the 3000 block of Branscombe Road in Laytonville. Pishek went swimming in the lake at the campground and was seen by his girlfriend sitting on a dock moored to the shore of the lake. After a time, the girlfriend looked back and he was gone. The girlfriend, along with several other event-goers, searched the area for him, thinking he might have gone to the lakeside on foot. After 2 days, Pishek did not return. The sheriff's office was contacted. Early Wednesday, a sheriff's deputy spotted what he thought were human remains floating in the lake. No foul play is suspected at this point. An autopsy is now pending. Late Wednesday night, Humboldt County sheriff's deputies went to a residence on the 1200 block of Allard Avenue in Eureka after the report of a disturbance about a vehicle. When deputies got there, they found 23-year-old Matthew Cook of Eureka sitting in a running vehicle reported stolen. The vehicle had damaged a portion of the residence fence prior to deputies getting there. Cook placed under arrest, charged with vehicle theft and possession of a stolen vehicle. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.